Welcome to Quality Cap, dollars and cents from the brand that pays. Hi, I'm Laura Nelson, and today I'm here with Dan Bozzi, president of the Ag Resource Company of Chicago. It's an ag forecasting firm that's been around since 1988. Dan was recently a keynote speaker at the Feeding Quality Forums, hosted in South Sioux City, Nebraska, and Garden City, Kansas. Dan, tell us a little bit about the presentations that you made at those events.
Well, the big things we wanted to focus on is the tremendous economic growth which is occurring in Southeast Asia, principally China and India, and the opportunities for American farmers to export product to that part of the world. Incomes are rising dramatically. We're seeing real opportunity for not only grain but for livestock people, and we wanted to highlight that. And we also wanted to highlight today that, you know, the U.S. Economy is still struggling. Unemployment rates are rising. Beef consumption is down at its lowest lowest level now in 12 years, and so the U.S. cattleman is struggling between declining production but also declining consumption, and it's that drop in consumption which has kept the market at probably a lower level than it might otherwise be.
You also pointed out in your presentation that beef exports a much smaller percentage of product than pork or chicken, right?
That's right. I mean, we have beef exports now averaging around 7%, which if we look at our sister meats, poultry or pork, we're up around 19 to 23%. And so a lot of their export gain has really helped their producer sector in terms of elevated profitability. We would calculate that if U.S. beef could ever make it up into the 14 to 15% range, that may add as much as $9 to $13 a hundredweight. And so we want producers to really be acutely aware of the beef export opportunities and the real economic might that it carries in terms of their profitability.
And that really leads me into my next question. In your presentation, you said that there must be people in your industry who think globally. How do cattlemen do that, and why is that so important?
Well, the first thing which we've been trying to tell the cattlemen and other producer groups is that you can look at your checkoff dollars. We spend a lot of checkoff dollars for self-promotion within our own country, countries, and that's all well and good. Though a lot of times, and especially in these hard economic conditions, I have a hard time quantifying what the return is on those investments. We'd also like to split out some of that thinking in dollars, if you will, to global markets and try to open up a market, a few hotel chains within China or opportunities in those parts of the world, and just telling world consumers about the safety and quality of U.S. beef and the opportunities that may be there that those more affluent people in those parts of the world don't normally see.
Okay. And you ended your presentation talking about global corn markets. What are some important things for cattlemen to understand there?
Well, the biggest reason why feedlots have seen diminished profitability over the past 2 years has been ethanol and, of course, rising feed costs. Cattlemen have not done a good job in managing their cost sector in regarding to feed, and so we're seeing negative margins, which unfortunately has cost the industry $6 billion, we estimate, since January of 2007. And so our worry going forward is that the corn markets and grain markets in general remain extremely volatile. And if we ever enter into another dry season for the United States, which hasn't occurred since 1988, an unprecedented length of time, that grain prices could rally sharply, having a tremendous negative impact on the U.S. livestock producer. And so I don't want livestock people to think about a real food fight, if you will, for corn between the ethanol industry and the beef or livestock sector. And so we're trying to plant an early seed, if you will, in November about the volatility and potential that stocks are not that plentiful globally or domestically, and that if we have a weather problem in China or the United States, the tremendous impact it would have on everybody's checkbook.
Unfortunately, that sounds like an awful lot of doom and gloom. Dan, tell us some of the positive points that cattlemen can take from thinking globally.
Well, I want them really to think about the opportunities in export and for them to think about the safety and quality of U.S. beef. I'm just back from Australia, and they have a very good quality product, but they are totally focused on export opportunities since their population is only around 23 million. And so I want really Americans to start thinking like Australians, because I really think that's where your future lies. And so to get U.S. beef and its quality into markets like Russia, more so in and deeper into Japan and South Korea, but then even opening up the Chinese market, Indonesia, are very big opportunities that we foresee forthcoming. And so it's time. It's time that the beef producer think globally and sell his very high-quality wares overseas.
Well, that is exciting to hear about some of the opportunities that might be out there in the future. Folks, that was Dan Bozzi, president of the Ag Resource Company of Chicago, and I'm Laura Nelson with QualityCast. Dollars and cents from the brand that pays.